104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Celine Dion made a surprise appearance at the NHL draft this week. This was so cool. Her first appearance since her documentary was released this week. She announced the Montreal Canadiens' 5th overall pick. The crowd went wild. Like, everyone was so happy to hear her.
Good evening, everyone. I'm excited and très fière d'être ici ce soir. With the 5th overall selection in the 2024 NHL draft, the Montreal Canadiens are proud to select Ivan Demidov.
I haven't watched a documentary yet. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I want to see it as well. It obviously follows her journey with stiff person syndrome, which we don't really know much about, but we just know that she is suffering with it. But it was
she can't sing.
It was so great to see her, though, on stage. So she looked amazing.
Well,
she looked amazing.
Celine Dion, legend.
Okay, Kanye West is being sued by former employees of an app he created, claiming that he and his former chief of staff engaged in, quote, forced labor and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. Now, the two are accused of making false promises to pay their adult and minor employees. I don't know why they have minor employees. And forcing them to work long hours. And they even went on to say that they were openly mocked. Racist jokes were made. Names were being called. So now they are suing Kanye and his former chief of staff.
You know, I like Kanye, but yeah. If Kanye wanted to do a business with me, I don't think I could do it,
because
I just don't think it's going to end well. I really don't. I mean, it'd be very difficult. I just don't think it's going to end well.
What's the word where you sort of sabotage yourself? You know, like
self-sabotage.
Yeah,
he'd do that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. He would.
Yeah.
The type of thing you'd do.
You know what was weird on my Instagram Explore page yesterday? A photo came up of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West together, and I clicked on it, right?
Yeah.
It was from 2015, and it was a photo from Kim Kardashian's page.
And that was being pushed?
That's what came up on my Explore
page. That's weird.
I know, and I'm like, why am I getting pushed content from
2015.
9 years ago.
That's crazy.
And it was them. It was weird.
That's
flashback.
Weird. Finally, Eminem. We are going to get new music from him tomorrow. So he's teasing his brand new single. It's called Toby. He's teamed up with fellow Detroit natives Big Sean and Baby Tron. Let's have a little tease of it.
Here we go.
Yeah. Boy, Toby Maguire got bit by a spider, but see, me, it was a goat.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That Tron guy, I was on his, Baby Tron, I was on his Instagram yesterday to find out who this guy was. I'd never heard of him. Yeah, some like white rapper dude. Doesn't look like he's great.
Oh, he's up.
But so everyone was saying Eminem fans, like the real hardcore fans, are like, why are you teaming up with Baby Tron? He's just nothing but a mumble rapper. Like, why are you doing this?
Well, can I say that? I don't want to play any of his music now because I think there's a lot of profanity in it. But yeah, that I thought that this Baby Tron guy, he's like Eminem used to flow, so Eminem could rap. When he was rapping with the music, the beat was on, and this Baby Tron guy, and I'm not hating on the dude, but it was like there was a beat playing, and the guy was just talking.
Oh, I hate that.
He's just talking.
Yeah. That's what, so people are actually really upset, so I think everyone's going to be waiting to hear when the full song drops tomorrow to see what it sounds like. Yeah. The first single, obviously, Houdini, we love. It sounds like old Eminem. It's amazing. So it's going to be interesting to hear how the second follow-up single to that is going to sound.
What a great opportunity for this.
Yeah, right?
Baby Tron.
Well, I think one of the big reasons Eminem might be using him is because he's also from Detroit. So I think he always leans towards Detroit rappers. Big Sean is also from Detroit.
He's got a million followers.
I found a clean version here. Should I try it?
How clean is the clean version?
It just says Baby Tron, Emperor of the Universe, clean.
I'll give you.
I mean, let's see if anything.
Who's this guy?
I'ma say no.
Something.
You ain't never seen the Drake with the acorn. Lamb chops with the zip. Steak sauce. Seen a mighty got to run it home like it's baseball. If you ain't independent, stay your ass at home.
Oh, well, that's not that clean. But can you see? But do you see what I say? He just talks.
Yeah.
He's like, I've just been going through the streets and trying to work out if I'm going to be there. Like, okay, awesome.
I mean, he must be doing something right for Eminem to be like, jump on a track with me and be the second single off my album. Crazy.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.